From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Belson. Currently, Missouri has no way of keeping track of processed sexual assault collection kits. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg tells us how a proposed bill hopes to fix that.
During a hearing Monday afternoon, members of the public spoke in favor of a bill that would create an online system that uploads and stores information on sexual assault kits. Right now, a survivor of rape would possibly not have the ability to know where that kit is. Senator Jeannie Riddle, the bill's sponsor, cited Attorney General Josh Hawley's proposed statewide audit to determine just how many assault kits are untested in the state of Missouri.
Missouri is in the minority of states that has never done an audit of untested sexual assault evidence kits. Many states require audits, Missouri does not.
She stated that this system could be used to assist Hawley's investigation. Daniel Hartman, a supporter of the bill and the legislative director of the Attorney General's office, stated that the test rape survivors take is traumatic and invasive, and they should know where that kit is. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee endorsed its own tax cut plan today, worth an estimated $630 million. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the plan, passed by the Republican-led committee, is likely to become the basis for further talks with Democrats and members of the House. This comes as Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is traveling the state to promote his own $800 million tax overhaul proposal. The Senate proposal differs from Greitens' plan in that it includes a 6-cent increase in the state's motor fuel tax, phased in over 3 years. Also, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley offered to host President Donald Trump's military parade in Missouri if it doesn't happen in Washington, D.C. Trump says he wants a parade of troops, tanks, and other military hardware in the U.S. Capitol, a request criticized by former military personnel, veterans groups, and other politicians. On Monday, Hawley, a Republican, tweeted that if necessary, the people of Missouri would love to host the parade, adding that the military deserves to be honored. Austin Peterson, another Republican running for Senate, ridiculed Hawley's suggestion. He says that the military should be honored with better pay, improved medical care, and being kept out of harm's way. A Missouri Senate committee advanced a bill this morning to pay for arts programming. The bill would extend a 2% tax on non-resident athletes and entertainers for another 10 years. Missouri Arts Council Executive Director Michael Donovan says this funding provides stability and security.
And it's important because this is 87% of our budget source, the state money. And the state money comes through that non-resident athletes and entertainers tax.
Donovan says the tax provides resources for the Arts Council and its four cultural partners throughout the state. Finally, a bill making it legal for organizations to provide free needles to drug users is advancing in the Missouri House. Currently, Missouri groups pass out clean syringes to intravenous drug users, with the goal of preventing the spread of hepatitis C and HIV through dirty needles, says Republican Representative Holly Ryder. However, the exchanges operate in murky legal water since state law bans the possession of drug paraphernalia. Ryder says the needle exchanges could help build relationships between health professionals handing out the needles and addicts, hopefully leading to more treatment. House members gave the measure initial approval in a voice vote. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.